tidings. Rise and praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth.
This is Our God Reigneth broadcast with Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter, preaching the gospel of the descended throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth and inviting all nations and people to abide therein for their safety from the wrath and vengeance of God now upon the whole earth. While should you perish, God bless you for watching. The full rainbow sign manifested in the sky, this is the symbol of God's throne.
The dawn of the new sacred age. For God so loved the world that he has descended the throne of the heavenly kingdom upon the earth, symbolized by the full rainbow sign manifesting in the clouds of heaven, that whosoever believes in this God's sign may not perish, but shall be preserved from the imminent wrath of God and from seven plagues already determined upon the whole world.
Proclaiming, descend off the throne of our God. Our God is reigning. He reigns forevermore.
Come on, everybody, proclaim.
Proclaim it. Descend off the throne of our God. Our God is reigning.
He reigns and he shall reign forevermore.
He reigns forevermore.
As a last hope for humanity, the common voice is left.
Our God reigns,
yes, reigns.
The throne of God is here. Let your one know, our salvation has come.
So they will shout it loud.
Our God reigns,
oh yes.
The throne of God is here.
You gotta tell somebody now.
Tell somebody, save somebody.
Let them hear.
Let them hear.
The glad tidings.
The glad tidings. Tell somebody, save somebody from the judgment of the world. Our God reigns. Let all of God is here.
Let the whole world know.
Let the whole world know. Salvation has come.
Come on, everybody, shout it loud!
Our God reigns. The throne of God is here. Let your one know.
Let your one know.
Our salvation has come. Tell somebody, save somebody. Let them hear.
The glad
tidings. Tell somebody. Save somebody from the judgment of the world.
That's it. Come on.
Save somebody. Save somebody now.
Our God reigneth, somebody.
Reigneth.
Our God reigneth.
Reigneth.
Praise God.
Amen.
Unto our friends and Alex out there, it's a big welcome to you to our God reigneth broadcast, because God is reigning today.
Yes.
May God reign forever.
Amen. Amen.
With all the saints on earth. Today, I have a very, very serious message from the Lord, because God is expressing his displeasure in an unspeakable time concerning the sin, iniquity that now abounds in the world. The theme of my message is the hour of God's wrath has come upon the earth. Who can stand? The hour of God's wrath has come upon the earth. Who can stand? I'm taking my text from Revelation chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. I take it up from here. Verse 16. And they will say to the mountain and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Verse 17. Say, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Who shall be able to stand when God arises to trouble the earth and to punish mankind? Who can stand? This is the text. And to you, my viewers, it is greetings once again, and to you all. This is a time when people are bothered about the coronavirus all over the world. So partnership with government to combat and defeat the deadly coronavirus within these 100 days is highly commendable. I'm talking about the efforts of the government and people. That notwithstanding, God has revealed his wrath upon this generation. God has said to me, Olutomole Agbaye the Comforter, tell the rulers of nations and all the chieftains of the people. Also tell the shepherds of religious heads of the flock of God. Lift up your voice and declare to them, the Lord God says, can there be a disaster in the city and God has not done it? Can there be coronavirus on earth and it's not the finger of God? God says that you tell the whole world that the cup of iniquity of this evil generation is being full before the eyes of God of heaven. Therefore, I, the Lord God, I have a controversy with all this evil world for their rebellion against me. Is God speaking now? This is my message I've received from God to my generation. The COVID-19 pandemic was just the beginning of sorrow, which I have warned beforehand. God says, I, the Lord God of hosts, shall fight against all the nations and the kingdoms of this world. It's very, very terrible. God is speaking. I, the Lord God, will shake the whole earth terribly. I will shake the world to its very, very foundation, says the Lord God. I will shake all nations. I will shake all tribes. I will shake all languages, says the Lord. I shall smite both the rich and the poor, both government and religion. None will escape my wrath, says I, the Lord God. Because this generation has turned away completely from the worship of God to the worship of Mammon, the God of this world. It is money, money, money worship, and material prosperity. God is angry. I said, God of heaven is angry. Yes. Yes. They kill for rituals. They murder for gains. The blood of the innocent and the blood of the saints and the blood of the righteous prophets shed upon the earth are crying unto me for vengeance. 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 My heart is grieved within me against this most evil generation, says I the Lord. Therefore, I will revenge. God says he's going to revenge.
Yes.
Is God talking now?
Yes.
I will revenge. I, the Most High God, will avenge the blood of the saints and the righteous people shed, and all the blood of the innocent and of the righteous prophets. God says he will avenge their blood. Except the world rethink. Except the world rethink and turn away from their falsehood and believe the gospel of my descended throne and of my kingdom already established on earth. Except they turn away from their falsehood to the righteousness of God. Except they welcome small nation, my own small nation, which I have severed unto myself for the rest, from the rest of the world. So God has set up his kingdom on earth. That's what is meant by the nation of God. The God of heaven has established his own kingdom to serve as a place of stronghold, to serve as a place of refuge in time of trouble, to serve as a place of protection, like he did in days of Noah, in order to preserve lives of the elect. So this is the holy city, which I, the Most High God, have ordained for the preservation of lives of those that will obey the voice of my messenger, whom I have sent into this generation. The Most High God has sent me to warn and to guide you into all truth and righteousness. This is, we are talking about the established kingdom now upon the earth, which I, Jesus, have commanded believers to be praying for in the Lord's Prayer. This is the kingdom that has not come. God says, this time of my wrath and the hour of vengeance now determined upon the world can be likened unto the time of Moses and King Pharaoh of Egypt. When King of Egypt died, I, God, have said, who is God that I will allow the house of Israel to worship him? When I, God, showed unto him who I, the Lord God, is. If you say who is God, God will show you who he is.
Yes.
I say if you say who is God, God will show to you who he is.
Yes.
Watch out for the concluding part of this message in our next episode.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
Twitter address 109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.